Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday. All right, so we have now run the gamut. We talked about, is there a Harris doctrine? That's debatable. I call it the doctrine of ambiguity, maybe. We also spent some time going through sports with JP, and now we're going to jump on to a different topic. I've got Dipper number two scheduled as the immigration nation, but what better way to kick it off than by bringing in Alabama's senior senator, Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is, I mean, he's really got a burr under his saddle right now about a thing called the SAVE Act, and I agree with this. I mean, this is a thing that needs to happen, and so we're going to talk about immigration issues and, oh, by the way, the SAVE Act. On the phone with us right now, Senator Tommy Tuberville. Coach, how you doing?
Bill, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making time for us today. Listen, by the way, I don't know if you heard it. This is a total aside, but I just saw a flash across the screen that actor James Earl Jones has passed away at 93 years old. So there's an icon we just lost.
Oh, my goodness. What a great voice, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, there's no other voice like that. But
no.
Well, anyway, no. Listen, Senator, the SAVE Act. I mean, we had a thing happen just the other day. We made national news in Alabama because they just arrested an illegal immigrant who apparently had registered to vote under someone else's name and had voted in the last two presidential cycles. So we know it happens, and that one happened right here in Alabama. And then there's the SAVE Act. Talk to us.
Well, SAVE Act, for those of you listening, Safeguard American Voter Eligibility. That's all it means. In other words, if you're an American citizen, you get to vote. If you don't have proof of that being an American citizen, you don't get to vote. What an idea, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to vote, you have to have identification. We are being fought by the Democrats tooth and nail, Bill, about getting this on the floor of the Senate. I think the House is going to be able to get it in the continuing resolution. It might have a chance to pass there. If it does, it'll come to the Senate, and the Democrats, every one of them will vote against it. I heard Senator Kelly the other day says, why do we need that? It's already illegal to vote if you're not a citizen. Well, it's also illegal to shoot somebody in the head. If, you know, that's illegal also. But people don't go by the law for some reason, especially a lot of these Democrats. So what we want to do is make sure that this election is fair. And I will say this, Bill, I've been all over the country, and people are worried about the economy, the border, and crime, and all those things. But you know what? The first question is, Coach, are they going to make this a fair election this time? That really sums it all up.
Yeah, it does, and it's really not too much to ask. I mean, most countries in the world actually, those who vote actually protect their vote a lot better than we do, which is kind of antithetical to common sense. But so here we are, the leader of the free world, and yet we don't require something of our citizens to prove that they have the right to vote. So yeah, Coach, I mean, I think that, let me ask you this. When Kelly, Mark Kelly says this, like, it's already illegal. Sure, it's illegal right now, but you're talking about this bill just literally requires proof, not just makes it more illegal, right?
Exactly. You got to have proof. You know, when you register, obviously, you have to have proof, and then you have to have an ID. There's, I think, Phil, there's 18 or 19 states that you don't even have to have a driver's license.
Yeah.
You don't have to have identification. I mean, the Democrats have absolutely lost it, and all they want is power. They want to be reelected. They want to do everything they possibly can do to keep control of this country and turn it into a socialist, communist country. We're going to fight back. I tell you, we've had this out there. Mike Lee and I started the SAVE Act months ago, but I think this is going to really have an opportunity to make it to the House floor under Mike Johnson, hooking it on to the budget, and also the same thing in the Senate. But again, it won't pass, but it'll show you where the Democrats stand on going by the law.
Yeah, so for those who don't know out there, the CR, the Continuing Resolution, is the ability to keep funding government. Schumer won't bring a real budget to the floor, so we'd have to do the CRs to keep things moving and paying the bills. But then you're actually using the power of the purse right now and trying to couple the SAVE Act to the budget. Has Schumer said that he's going to decouple it immediately, or what's he going to do?
He'll just never bring it to the floor. And what will happen is that they'll have to, after a certain amount of time, the Democrats will start squealing, going, hey, you know, the Republicans won't bring up the CR to the floor. Well, we can continue to fund the government. It's their fault. It's their fault. It's always a blame game with the Democrats. And of course, we've got a lot of weak-kneed Republicans up here that will go along with the Democrats and get a little bit shaky over this. But instead of standing up for the American citizens and the rights and the taxpayers of this country, they give in. And, of course, I'm sick of it, and I know you are, and a lot of American citizens are sick of it, that, hey, stand up for what you believe in and make these people be accountable.
Well, and it doesn't seem like too much to ask, but we're also talking about an administration right now that has almost prided itself on having no border. So let me ask you this. We've had a new situation in Alabama. As we're talking about immigration in general, there's this parole program going right now for, I think it's Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti. And we have busloads of Haitians showing up in small town Alabama, and it's causing a pretty good bit of distress right now, and no one knows where the busloads are coming from. What do you know about this quasi-legal program that Biden's using right now?
Well, there is a law out there that says, you know, parole is meant to be used sparingly and only for humanitarian purposes only, you know, such as somebody needing an organ transplant from a relative living in another country, something like that. But, you know, this administration's taken the parole authority, they've twisted it into a mass amnesty program.
Yeah.
And, you know, through all this, they've admitted millions of people. They've admitted millions, millions of people into the U.S., letting them here, you know, they're all here to work, and they never get deported. And so basically what they're doing, Phil, is they're bending the rules of this parole system. And, if you do it the right way, there's a lot of good things about it, but this administration, they look for any avenue where to cut a corner to take advantage of the American taxpayer and American citizen to bring people in. Listen, I was in Bogota, Colombia last week, and I'm flying back from Bogota into Houston before I fly back to Atlanta and drive back to Auburn. And on that plane were 12 illegals that were on there that had all the paraphernalia in the world. You could tell they were all illegals because they had all the forms and had all the things that they had security with them, getting them to our country. That's what they're doing. They're doing all kind of illegal things, paying for these people to come in. And I'm telling you why they're doing that, just getting off this parole deal a little bit. They're doing that because they don't want them coming across the southern border because they want to be able to tell people before the election, hey, listen, we've cut way back on people coming across the border. Yeah, really. But you're flying them all in right over the border into different cities, and it's costing the American taxpayer fortune. Same thing with this parole system.
Well, you look at it and you go, my God, I mean, the parole system as they use it right now allows them to bring up to 30,000 people a month in. A month. That's another 360,000 a year that are just being flown in on the taxpayer dime.
Exactly. And they don't want any limits whatsoever. You know, you hear the word 10 million, Phil, that have come across the border. There's 15 to 20 million. If there's any. Again, I've been down there several times. It's a travesty. Our country's in trouble. These people can't tell the truth. I'm anxious to see tomorrow night in this debate of where she goes in the direction of the border. Now, I guarantee you one thing she'll bring up. Hey, listen, I'm all for this the border law that Republicans voted against. And they didn't allow it to happen. But we need to bring that back up and make it a new immigration law. Well, that immigration law allowed 5,000 a day to come into our country.
Yeah.
5,000 a day.
Yeah.
We don't need anything close to that because the American taxpayers today we're paying $10 billion every 2 weeks for these people in our country.
Well, and I don't understand how they can't see the strain that it's putting on systems, even to the extent that you've got Democrat mayors screaming at the Biden administration that they can't take anymore, but they continue to take more. I don't know where the common sense ever plays in.
Well, there's no common sense. You can't find that in the dictionary up here in Washington, D.C. common sense is not in there. And again, all they want to do is get more people in here to vote for them so they can push this socialist communist agenda Folks, we're being overrun by illegals. These illegals will be allowed to vote, unfortunately, in a lot of areas. And we're going to have a tough time winning this election. But I'm going to tell you, the American people are going to stand up and put Donald Trump in there, and we're going to stop this madness. And again, I was being in the Central America over the last couple of weeks, visiting Panama and Venezuela and Colombia. These people are looking at us, looking at me, going, "What are y'all trying to do to your country?
Yeah.
Do you not see what's happening to the socialist agenda that's in these countries down here now? We are going under. We're bankrupt. People don't have jobs. They're starving, and you're trying to do the same thing. Who come up with this brainchild in America? Well, the socialist communists of Barack Obama and all these people that have been pushing it for years, and it's going to get here, folks, if we don't step up and say enough's enough.
Well, and you know, going back to the SAVE Act again with about a minute and a half or 2 minutes left, the states that have chosen to take Alabama being one, our Secretary of State's been doing a good job of trying to clean up the voter rolls and make sure that people see what's what. I saw a Heritage Foundation put out a report recently that said that they had in Virginia, they discovered more than 11,000 alien voters were registered over the last decade. That's 11,000 that they've cleaned off their rolls. That tells you that they're signing up. We know they're signing up, and that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and people listening will say, "Well, Coach, what are y'all doing to stop it? Y'all, we've been almost 4 years since the 2000 election. A 2020 election. Well, I'll tell you what we've been doing. We've been working very hard with seven or eight states, which really makes a difference in this country. We can't cover them all because if they have a Democrat governor and a Democrat secretary of state, you have problems because they're going to make up their own rules. But these swing states that have good people running their government, some do, some don't, then you can make sure that they go by the laws. You know, Georgia being one, North Carolina being one, some of these other swing states, Arizona. There are a lot of laws out there that they're breaking, and we brought those up. And I love what Donald Trump said last week. He said, "Listen, when I get elected, and those people that broke the laws of voting, whether it's government, state, federal, citizen that went out and voted, and broke the law by doing it, or some illegal, you will pay the price." And Phil, you know as well as I do, people don't listen unless you go by the law and you hold people accountable.
Yeah.
And President Trump's going to hold them accountable, hopefully, hope to God, that we get this thing, get him in there and get control of the Senate and the House where we can get our country back on the right track. Because right now, we are not in very good shape.
All right. Well, Coach, listen, with about 30 seconds left, tomorrow night's the debate. I got to ask you, can Kamala Harris play in the red zone? What do you think?
I tell you, I just hope President Trump lets her talk because American people need to listen to this malarkey she's pushing. Bernie Sanders said the secret yesterday on Meet the Press. Listen, she's going to say whatever it takes to get elected.
Yeah.
She is very progressive. And they don't mind, Phil. That's what gets me. They don't mind just telling the people, "Hey, we're going to lie to you, and we're going to get you to vote for us, and then after we get elected, we're getting ready to turn this place into a socialist country."
Well, I'm looking for her to go 3-and-out. That sounds good to me. But well,
listen, and that's the truth.
Senator Tommy Tuberville, we sure appreciate your time. And, yeah, we'd love to see that SAVE Act pass, so get her done.
We're working on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care now. All right, that was your U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. That SAVE Act is huge. It's hugely important. I mean, you can't. There's no reason why it shouldn't get passed. Well, it's already the law. No, it's not already the law. There is no law right now on a pattern basis that requires proof of citizenship to vote, and that's all we're asking. Especially when you've got 10 million plus illegals that have flooded our borders, and we know that there's some of them signing up. Just caught one in Alabama this week. All right, Big Rig, I ran long. Take me to a break, brother. We'll do the break right now. We'll come right back. We'll keep this going, talking about the immigration nation. Oh, I got some stories, y'all. Stand by. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, pulling pins on the truth grenades. So, I got to remind you guys, so Inspire Advisors, one of our advertisers, does an amazing job at helping people to find things to invest in, to add to their portfolio, if you will, or to change in their portfolio that will literally increase your bottom line, but also be, you know, helping you be proud of what you're investing in. So here's the thing. It's so often the case that you're doing everything you can to stand up for your beliefs. You're also the kind of person who sets aside for your retirement or saves for the rainy day, and you're investing as best you can, or maybe even have people handling it for you. And then one day you look up and realize, what? I'm investing in a company that supports abortion or pornography or human trafficking issues or DEI. So who knows? The bottom line is this. There's a thing called biblically responsible investing, BRI. And my friends at Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer and his team, they are experts in this and they are known for it. And right now they're going into a fall season where they're doing an educational series for free. You can go to a course that actually has limited availability, but you can go and they'll talk about everything to know about how to analyze your assets under biblically aligned principles, how to look for asset allocations and risk reward that matches your goals, help you figure out what's in your portfolio and where you might want to go with it. And they're doing this for free. September, October, November, they've got classes lined up. You can go to their website and ask for an opportunity to sit through this deep dive in retirement planning and risk management. Inspire Advisors is doing this for free, y'all, and you don't have to be one of their customers to do it. So check out all these inspiring, you know, Inspire Advisors opportunities on their website. You can go to www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio Sponsors tab. Takes you right to their website. Inspire Advisors. It's biblical. It's godly. It's conservative. It's financial freedom. And we will be right back with more on Immigration Nation. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. I'm talking about this one. I do mean this one, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'm in this topic that I'm doing, Immigration Nation, right? I'll take this to the top of the hour and get some of y'all's text messages in the middle of it, too. You want to text in, close out the show with us, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. So we just talked with Coach Tuberville, Senator Tuberville there about, I'm going to keep calling him Coach. Anyway, Senator Tuberville about the fact that they're trying to pass the Republicans are trying to pass the SAVE Act. The idea that citizenship should be a requirement to vote, not just a requirement, but proof of the said requirement. I realize there's going to be some legwork on this. I realize that some folks are going to have a little trouble because it may mean a birth certificate or a driver's license or something, some certification. But look, in Alabama, they're already doing the STAR ID, right? Which is already, I mean, it's not like we're not already having to prove it everywhere else. You want to get a passport? You want to do all these things? You already do it. So end result is, it's a constitutional right to vote. It is not a privilege. It is not a opportunity. It is a right. And when it comes to rights, you protect them. You just do. But just so you know, Daily Wire story came out yesterday. We made national news. The Department of Justice has now charged an illegal immigrant from Guatemala for illegally voting in American elections and stealing the identity of an American citizen. Angelica Maria Francisco, a 42-year-old Guatemalan national residing in Alabama, was arrested after it was found that she illegally voted in both the 2016 and 2020 primary and general elections, despite not being an American citizen. She had alleged a false claim of citizenship. She had used someone else's name to get a passport. She had traveled on said passport. And oh, by the way, she had registered to vote and voted in two elections. I'm just saying, don't tell me it doesn't happen. But Phil, they caught her, so what's the big deal? They caught her. They caught her in Alabama, the red state that actually cares about its politics. What's happening in California? I want to know. What's happening in Arizona? I want to know, because it matters to me. What's happening in Minnesota? I want to know. Those are swing states. What's happening in Pennsylvania? How many are out there doing this because nobody cared enough to require proof of citizenship? Well, we never needed it before. Yeah, maybe we did need it before. I think we probably did need it before because she voted in 2016 and 2020. I think we did need it before. story here from the Heritage Foundation. This one came out in July of this year. It says you can post a sign saying it's 65 miles per hour, but that doesn't guarantee drivers will adhere to the speed limit. In fact, most of them don't. I withhold comment. But it says the mainstream media and political left have declared that alien voting cannot possibly occur because there's laws that already make it illegal. They scoff at proposed legislation from Chip Roy, Texas Republican, which is a SAVE Act, by the way. Bottom line is, they point out, in Virginia, more than 11,000 aliens were initially listed on the state's voter roll in the past decade. In New Jersey, at least 616 known aliens ended up in the state's voter registration. Since 2021, nearly 200 aliens were initially on the rolls in Arizona that we know of. Don't tell me it's not happening, because it is. And then there's some locations where they actually let illegals vote in their local elections, which means they have to sign them up first so they're in the database. What happens then? Do they go to the polls and it gets confusing? I don't know. You heard Senator Tuberville talking about the SAVE Act. We need that passed. But then there's also things happening with this parole thing. Look, this is a jackleg operation. In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and say, Big Rig, you need to go ahead and just hit some jackassery like right now, because we are looking at jackassery of the highest level. The idea that we're going to, thank you, you did excellent job with the jackassery. We're going to say that this is jackassery, like next level jackassery, because we've got a crisis on our hands that is overwhelming cities, and they know it. They know it. Why? Because you've got Democrat mayors calling them out on it. You got the mayor of Chicago. You got the mayor of Denver. You got the mayor of New York City. These are Democrats saying, we can't sustain this. And so what do? They decided last week to rekindle a special parole program, they call it. Parole, and you know what parole is. You know, someone's out on parole. They're waiting. You know, they're being monitored. They've got a situation that needs to be dealt with, and they have to go to their parole officer and check in, and they have restrictions on their movement, and yada. Anyway, that's in the parole within the immigration side is where they show up, and they are allowed then to move about. And they're just told to report back. And you just kind of hope it happens. That's how parole works. They started back this new program just last week. It had been suspended because there was massive fraud involved. But last week they kicked off it is Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela. Those four countries. Those four countries are deemed to have, you know, problems in their own nation, and the people are given an opportunity to just jump on a plane and fly here on the taxpayer dime, and then released into the U.S. to, you know, take up space. I am not opposed to the idea of people coming to the United States to better their own life. I get it. I wouldn't want to go anywhere else. And if I were out there, I might want to come here. But you know what? There's got to be a process. And right now, this process is being abused. The parole system, as Senator Tuberville pointed out, was put in place so that people could have an opportunity to get here quickly because of an exigent circumstance that was related to their personal circumstances. He's just labeled whole countries and gone, we'll just keep sending planes. Y'all keep getting on board. Just come on in. And so here's what's happening. Right now, let me weed through my stack here because I've mixed my stuff all around. Right now in Alabama, we are a classic example of people that don't know what's going on because busloads of legal immigrants are showing up. Because when they're here on parole, they are considered to be in some form of legal status. Oh, great. How many are we talking about? Up to 30,000 a month. 30,000 a month! 30,000 a month. That would be as if every state in the nation got 15,000 plus new immigrants dropped in their laps on top of the millions who came across illegally. Why would they do that right now? And then what plans do they put in place to care for them?
Well, they all have sponsors, Phil.
Shut up. No, they don't. That's why they shut the program down. They had massive sponsor abuse. They had so-called serial sponsors, where they literally had people that were allegedly sponsoring thousands of migrants. You can't do that. The sponsor program is supposed to be, I will see that they have something, a place to live. I can care for them. I give them a means of existence. No. So in Sylacauga, Alabama, story here on 1819 News that came out over the weekend, citizens are fed up because they have literally had busloads of Haitian migrants showing up in their city, and they don't know how they got there or why. They're being dropped off to work. Well, are they being horrible people? Are they committing crimes? That's not the point. The point is the instability that it creates. The point is that the citizens don't feel safe because there is zero transparency in the process. Where are they coming from? How do you bus people in and no one knows where they're from? Anyway, 1819 News. Over 50 migrants were brought to the city and residents want to know how they got there and why. No answers provided by the federal government. Some city council members feel their hands are tied. One resident named Mary Deason asked the council why they're not asking questions and finding out if more immigrants are going to be bused to town. The council president, Tiffany Nix, responded by asking those in the council chambers if they had seen the buses. Nix said she welcomes anyone in town stimulating the local economy, just paying the bills, shopping locally. She had the whole, well, I don't know if they're hurting things. I mean, they might be here to spend money in our stores. I don't know. Okay, that's your response? Listen, I got news. Story here on 1819 News also came out the same day. The state representative for that area is State Representative Ben Robbins. He's a Republican from Sylacauga. He made a great statement. He said, basically, rural Alabama doesn't have the resources to support recently relocated Haitian refugees. His words to the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas were, your failure to inform our rural community before dropping off immigrants has created panic and confusion. See, that's the thing. The Biden-Harris doctrine, we talked about doctrine earlier in the show, the Biden-Harris doctrine is whatever somebody else needs is what we'll do. What do you need out there? We'll do it. What do you need over there, another country? We'll do it. What do you want to do for your foreign policy, other country? Well, we'll do that. The Trump doctrine is just the opposite. The Trump doctrine was literally America first. When you have a program that helps other people, you can try to say, well, we're helping. Great. That's cool. You're helping. Are you helping to the point that you're hurting your own? Because at some point, your own have to be cared for. If I were to look at my neighbor's kids needing something to eat and get something to them, that's a good thing. If I took the food off my children's table to go feed my neighbor's kids so that my own children went hungry to the point of debilitating their health, have I done something right? Or have I done something that child services would call me on? And that's where we are. We are not talking about not having a heart of benevolence or a desire to see people better their existence. We're not. What we're saying is, how about you talk to us in the process? How about you tell us the whys and the wherefores? How about you tell us how we're supposed to help you help them? How about at the same time you recognize that there's got to be limits to your largesse? Because at some point, we don't know how to sustain what you're just dropping in our laps. If someone showed up at your house and literally said, hey, I'm here, feed me, you would look at them on the front porch and go, I don't know who you are. Where'd you come from? It doesn't matter. I was told to show up here and they said you'd feed me. And you'd stand there at the door looking at them going, I don't know you and I don't know what we're talking about. No, I was told you would feed me, so I'm coming in right now, and I'm going to eat. Listen, you can't come in my house. I was told I could come in your house. That's where we are right now. People are distressed
right here in Alabama. I mean, we had, golly, where's another story? Asian migrants in, where is that? I'm looking at it right now. It's in Ohio. Yes, in Ohio. Springfield, Ohio. The situation with Haitian migrants there has gotten to the point, are they on the parole program? Allegedly. And they're also going into the parks and they're killing the ducks and the geese to eat them. And we have a story right now that is drawing a lot of attention, and liberals are going, that didn't really happen. Well, it did happen. I've seen the body cam footage of the woman kneeling down in the driveway of someone's house eating their house cat. And you look at it and go, my God, at what point do people have to say, stop? All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. I got some text messages. I can see George from Huntsville texting in about Springfield, Ohio. Yep. I'm just telling you, I had a stack of stuff on there. There's no way I could even cover it. The bottom line is this. Transparency would probably help a lot. But right now, we are not looking at America first. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.